Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
A few years ago, a guy who owned a business in Melbourne was making extensive renovations to his store and was getting more and more into debt. He told us at the time the rent alone for his building was $20,000 a month. Being such a high-profile location, and add that to the huge renovation overhaul, and his massive spend on radio commercials for the store to keep his name out there and attract business, the debt grew bigger and bigger until one day he committed suicide. Very, very sad. Our immediate thought was, why didn't he declare bankruptcy instead? It's a last resort, but a better option, you'll agree. His wife was devastated, and we were shocked when we heard the news. It was a huge reminder to be vigilant with our plans and with our budget, to not spend more than we earn. If we weren't able to really afford those dream renovations we wanted, then maybe we should wait. For employees, we need to remember that even though we have a job, we could be made redundant at any moment. Planning our superannuation and paying off our home loan are two of the top priorities. So if we're knee-deep in debt, here's some steps. Get professional help and face a problem. Create a plan that will get you out of debt. Cut the unimportant expenses. Stop using credit cards and taking loans. Consolidate or negotiate better terms for existing loans. Sell some stuff. Find extra work and earn more money to help pay off your debt. Track your progress with a friend or professional. Some of the happiest people we know live very simple, very humble lifestyles. They don't own that much, but what they do own, they are happy with. There's nothing at all wrong with wanting to expand, with dreaming big, but if it means big financial risks, let's make sure they are very well planned and budgeted, and that we have a backup plan. And make room in that plan to give away money regularly to those less well off. In the New Testament, Luke wrote, "Give, and you will receive, pressed down, shaken together, to make room for more, running over, and poured into your lap. The measure you use, it will be measured to you in return." This doesn't necessarily mean it will be money that comes back. It could be in other ways. You'll find out when you do. God is good. I'm Aaron Wright.